call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Calling GeekSpot Client Care. This is David. I'll help you.
Hello, Mr. David. This is Naomi with XPO. I have an FMSM I'd like to present to you. If you can assist me.
Sure. Go ahead.
750-165-48.
Okay, no, Naomi, hold on here a second.
No problem.
Having a good day?
It's going well. Thank you for asking it yourself.
Okay, thank you. I've been trying to ask every single person I speak to today.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to do.
Why?
Oh, it's just because, like, the volume of calls.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes people are very quick to go, here's my problem, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's hard. It's harder than you would try it one day.
No problem.
Okay, could you verify name and address, please?
Sure. Shankaha Bakapati, 89 Garden Parkway, Norwood, Massachusetts, 02062.
Okay, hold on here a minute. Been watching the news this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
It don't look good.
Mm. Where are you at?
Illinois, but I'm talking about that whole Russia,
international
Ukraine thing.
Okay. I thought you meant like your local news. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, no, I don't watch that stuff no more.
Oh.
It's boring. Ever since I got Hey Google.
Oh, that's you one of them people, Mr. David? Hey Google.
Well,
I would see the
commercial. You know what I use it for?
What's that?
When I get up in the morning, I ask it how the weather is going to be.
Really?
And I have like my tablet is hooked up to it with my photos.
Yes.
And I just have my photos flashing across there.
Yeah, pretty cool. Okay. So you really, all you have to do is really talk into it and just say, hey, Google, and just ask whatever it wants, and it just pops up?
Well, you know what? What's kind of spooky is, like, we'll be in the living room watching TV.
Uh-huh.
And we won't even be talking to it. And it'll hear something that'll make it think that was said, and it'll start talking. And I told my wife, I said, see, they're listening to us.
Eavesdropping.
Oh, yeah, it's probably created by the federal government, and they're listening to everybody who don't like them. So they're probably getting, their ears are burning over here.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what do we have going on here?
So the technician stated that all the appliances are just delivery only. The customer is getting flooring done, is getting flooring put in. So I did speak with the customer. He confirmed what the tech stated. So I did advise the customer to contact Best Buy once to schedule installation whenever they're ready.
Okay. You don't watch news, do you? Naomi?
Yes, sir.
You don't watch news?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
My wife tells me it makes her depressed.
It can be. But, you know, you have to know what's going out there. Whether one way it makes you depressed, you just have to. Knowledge is always good. So you have to be aware of what's going on, whether or not it's happy or good. Or happy or bad.
That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But my family is all, why do you watch that stuff all the time?
Oh, no, you have to. And then the same people who ask you what's, why are you looking like that when something happened, they call David. Hey, did you hear about such and such? You're like, wait a minute.
You know what? Some of these people in my family, they'll hear about stuff like a week or two after, whether it's on their Facebook or maybe a podcast or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go, dude, you know, I heard about that a long time ago.
That happened about
2 months
ago. Right. We're on to something new.
And so my wife told me when we go to family things, just be quiet.
Oh, just sit there like a mute, huh?
Well, they're all kind of the opposite of what I am politically.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, it's good and it's bad, but I always like to look at it because I always like to know what's going on. You know, you have to know. You know, you have to know. Whether I want to see it or not, it's happening. It's not going to go away because I don't like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's always good to be aware of what's going on.
Well, in this Ukraine-Russia thing...
Even if it's not next door to you.
He's trying to rebuild the Soviet Union. I don't know if you're old enough to even remember the Soviet Union.
Yes, I am. Mr. Davies, great, old enough. Here you go. I have a 22-year-old son.
Well, I didn't know. You sound like you could be 22 on the phone.
I wish, Mr. David. Days are over.
Yeah, but the kids today, like your son, okay, right. They wouldn't know what the Soviet Union, what's that? Who's that?
Right.
Never heard of them before.
No, they'll say, hold on. And they'll be like, hey, Siri, what's Soviet...
Yeah, that's what they would do.
They would. Oh, gosh.
Or you could go, hey, Google.
Oh, that's true. But, you know, everybody, these young people, their phone is attached to them. Like, my goodness.
Oh, I know. Everything is like that now. My wife just got some hearing aids, and her phone is hooked up to it. So when her phone rings and she answers it, it goes into her ears.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like earbuds.
Right, right. Okay.
Let's see. Client will call back when ready. Okay. Hey, she hears a lot better than me now. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not cheap.
No, I know these there's a company called Cochlear. They have the Baha, the Nucleus device. I know those are very expensive.
That's hearing aids?
Yeah, hearing aids. They, you know.
Well, hers, she had to go through an approved... Well, she went to a hearing person, yes. Mm-hmm. And they had to be approved through our insurance company.
Right.
And then they, you know, get the price down.
Right.
And it was right at the end of last year. So we had our deductible in.
Right, right.
So it only actually costed us $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the insurance picked up the rest.
Wow. Wow. Because I know the devices, they go for like a good $5,000,
$6,000. Well, some... I mean, hers isn't, I mean, it's got the little thing that goes over the top of the ear.
Right.
But it's way small. You don't even see it.
You don't see it. Okay. Okay.
279.
Oh, okay.
655.
Uh-huh.
528.
Okay. So you presented me with 279-655-528.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Mr. David.
All right. And for the rest of the day, try to remember, how's your day going when you call people?
That's right. How's your day going? That's right. Always started off with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
All right.
Actually,
go ahead.
Actually, some of the drivers appreciate when I do that because, you know, most people don't even ask them how they're doing. Yeah, I know you're working hard. I do that all the time for them.
Right. That's true. That's true.
All right, Naomi. Because
the smallest compliment, the smallest compliment might make somebody's day. You never know. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The little thing.
I can hear it. And guess what? If you ask them to do something sometimes that they may not want to do because you were nice, they're going to do it.
Right, because they remember. Like, no, this is David. Now I got to do it. You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
All right, Naomi. Have a good day.
You too, Mr. David. Enjoy your day, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.